This weather was unbelievable. When the wind died away, a ripple of laughter went down the line as the women gave in to the giddiness anyone feels in the face of such brief, surmountable challenges that never actually interfere with comfort. Well, I'm glad I wore fur today. I'm glad I dragged it out. A taxi pulled up, and before the women even turned, they knew who would emerge from it. Who among them would risk being late for pickup on the very first day back? Sure enough, she unfolded the almost excessive length of herself till she stood, nearly 6 feet tall, in an ankle-length black and tan shearling coat and a fur hat. Philippa Lai. Gwen hadn't seen the hat before, wondered briefly if it was a Christmas gift. Its fluffy gray-brown flaps framed Philippa's face becomingly. Those cheekbones, unconciliatory in the extreme, the arrogant, jutting triangle of a nose. And then, as if to give it some wanted thematic contrast, the large, watchful brown eyes. Watchful, in a woman who, for so many reasons, you'd think wouldn't give a shit. Her hair, which fell to her shoulders from underneath the hat, was chocolate lab brown. Gwen privately felt it made suckers of all these dyed blondes.
"He says I owe him money,"
Philippa announced, her voice just loud and insistent enough to carry over the wind. A couple of the nannies who waited on the east side of the school, closer to the park, looked over at her